要感谢主能够今天在这里和弟兄姊妹跟朋友分享福音。
I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity to share the gospel with many friends.
我们知道福音就是好消息。
We know that gospel is good news.
在这个现在这个世代，要听见好消息的机会还真是不多。
And in this day and age, it is rare that we can hear many good news.
如果朋友们你们打开电视的话，你们听见的恐怕常常是让人心里面觉得沉重的一些的消息。
And if you turn on TV, all the news, all the things that you watch make you sad and weary.
Yeah, 我们看见好像最近甚至在美国这边也是天灾不断。
And we have seen that lately we have seen a lot of calamities even in the United States.
Yeah, 东岸好像很少有地震的地方也发生了大地震。
And recently there's a big earthquake on the East Coast where they rarely see earthquake.
同时呢好像也要开始有飓风来侵袭这个东岸。这个飓风啊听说是在大西洋叫飓风，在太平洋叫台风。
And we know that they've been some severe hurricanes on the east coast, and we know that in the west coast we call these storms 台风。
那现在好像又有一个热带风暴在墨西哥湾形成。
And we see that there's a tropical storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico.
如果我们看见这个世界的这个政治情势也是动荡的不安。
And we see that there's a lot of turmoil in political scene throughout the world.
如果看见经济的情况的话呢，更是好像每况愈下。
And of course we see that the decline of the economic situation.
可是我们感谢主，当我们一同能够来到他跟前的时候
，But we praise the Lord when we come before Him。
我们在他的话语里面，我们看见有一个极大喜乐的好消息。
And in His word, we can see this great news of joy。
愿每一个来到这个聚会的朋友们
，May each one of the friends who come to this meeting，
我们能够敞开我们的心。
May you open your heart.
不论外面的环境怎么样，我们一同来到他跟前的时候，我们愿意来听听主话语像我们所说的这个好消息。
Despite the external circumstances, let's come before him and listen to the good news.
让今天这个福音所要带给你的祝福就成为你的。
And hope that the blessing that can be brought by the good news can become yours today.
我们开始的时候，我们好好读几段神的话语。
Let's turn, open the Bible and read several passages of God's Word.
第一段是在约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
第一章第二十九节。
Verse
约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29。
好，如果我们找着了，我们一起来念。
Let us read together。
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
”The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
第二段是在旧约的以赛亚书。
The second passage is found in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah.
53章。
Chapter 53.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们就读第六节。
We read just the verse 6.
好，我们一起来。
Let us read together.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall upon him.
好，我们再读一段经文，是在罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
第三章第二十三节。
Verse 23。
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23。
一起来。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
好，我们再读一段经文，是在约翰福音第十章第十节，我们就读后半段。
John chapter 10, the second part of verse 10.
约翰福音十章十节第二段，我们一起来。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John chapter 10 the second part of verse 10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
最后一段的经文也是在约翰福音是第二十章。
Last passage is found in the 20th chapter of John.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
好，我们一起来。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
John chapter 20 verse 31. But these things were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
在我们最读的这个经文里面的第一段。
The first passage that we just read.
这里面这个施洗约翰为耶稣基督做见证。
And John the Baptist was bearing witness for Jesus.
他说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
并且还有一个翻译原文里面这么讲说看啊神的羔羊背负世人罪孽。
And another verse of the text says that, look, the Lamb of God who carries the sin of the world.
这一个施洗约翰是耶稣的开路先锋。
And we know that John the Baptist is the advance party for Jesus.
他为着耶稣基督的来到，他在那边预备人心。
And he was preparing for the hearts of the world.Before Jesus came.
并且呢他也介绍耶稣基督给世人。
And he introduced Jesus to the world.
当他介绍耶稣基督给你给我的时候呢他说看啊神的羔羊。
So when John the Baptist introduced Jesus to you and to me, he said, look, a Lamb of God.
他是来背负你的罪孽背负我的罪孽他也来除去你的罪孽除去我的罪孽。
And he came to carry your sin and my sin and also to get rid of your sin and my sin.
他说看啊
look
我们知道这个看这个字啊在或者原文或者在英文里面好像讲的比较用力一点
and when we consider the word look seems that the English word seems to carry a heavier meaning
他不是说你随随便便的看
He didn't say just, you know, take a casual look
而是要留心注意的看
he says pay attention
我们在这个世界上面我们从早一直到晚我们眼睛所接受所过去的 许许多多的资讯
In our daily life our eyes come in contact with so many pieces of information
特别呢如果有些年轻人喜欢呢上网路
Especially some young people like to get on internet
或许这句话也不准确不仅是年轻人那成年人也一样
I think I said it wrong not just young people but adults too
一上了网络呢各样的资讯就送到你的眼前。
Once we are on the internet, we can see all kinds of information.
有的就像过去了也不留下任何的痕迹。
Some of them just goes by without leaving any impression in your mind.
有些东西呢实际上也真的不需要留下什么痕迹。
And you know, some of the things are not worthy of staying behind in our mind.
有些东西呢实际上我们根本就不应该去看。
And many things that we should not be looking at in the first place.
可是这个资讯各样的从我们眼间过去的时候我们只是随意的在看
So all these pieces of information we just look at them very casually
约翰使徒约翰这边叫我们看耶稣基督的时候，那是要我们留心注意的来看
他。But when John the Baptist asked us to look at Jesus, he asked us to pay special attention to him.
亲爱的朋友，不要认为这个看是很简单的一件事情。
Don't think that this look is something very simple.
这个看跟我的心，跟你的心有关。
It has a lot to do with your heart and my heart.
如果我们心没有对准的话呢，我们看好像也看不见。
If my heart it does not aim right, then we cannot see it.
前一阵子我和我的家人到一个那个素食店去。
Not long ago, my family and I went to a vegetarian restaurant.
素食店。汉堡包。
Fast food store. 不是那个素食。
不是。Sorry.吃肉吃肉。
We went to a fast food.
对，我们去那个汉堡包店啊，那
went to a hamburger joint.
对，那进去的时候呢，我们点完了餐点之后，就要坐下来。那坐下以后呢，想拿一杯白开水。
After we place our orders, we sit down, and before we sit down, we'd like to get some water.
Yeah, 那在我以前过往的经验呢，白开水那个按钮啊，好像都是在这个叫什么
？Lemonade，
不是 lemonade， 柠檬汁。对，柠檬汁的旁边。
According to my memory, the water dispenser is right next to where the lemonade is being dispensed.
对，因为这个它那个柠檬汁通常是原汁浓缩的嘛，你要加水一起冲，然后稀释一下你才能喝。
That's because that they use lemonade concentrate to make lemonade, so that's why they put the water right next to it.
所以这就是我的观念了。
So this is my remembrance. This is what I remembered.
对，所以我就到那个要去那个拿饮料的地方呢，就在柠檬汁的旁边，在边找那个按钮。
So I was looking for this water button right next to where the lemonade is being dispensed.
奇怪，这家店里面只有一个按钮，就是柠檬汁的。
But there's only one button for lemonade.
我就左找右找，就是找不到。
I couldn't find the button for dispensing water.
我就觉得这家店有点奇怪。
So I thought this restaurant is kind of strange.
过一会儿呢，正好我的儿子呢，他过来要拿那个番茄酱。
So after a while, my son came to the place that he wants to get some ketchup.
我想说这个年轻人大概这个去拿番茄酱，对这些素食店的这些摆设都比较清楚一些。
And I thought that the young people are probably more familiar with all these things.Than adults.
我就问他说，你知道这个白开水这个按钮在哪里？
So I asked my son, do you know where the water button is?
他看了一眼，然后随后说，就在柠檬汁的旁边。
He says, you're right next to the lemonade.
我说奇怪了，就在柠檬汁的旁边，我怎么也找不到？
I thought to myself, how strange, how come I couldn't see it?
难道这家店不给白开水吗？
I was thinking, how come they don't provide water?
不。最后呢，找不着的实在呢，只好硬着头皮去柜台问。
So because I still couldn't find it, so I went to the counter to ask for water.
那在那柜台那个年轻人听到我这个问题呢，他就有点讶异，然后表情有点奇怪。
So when the young guy at the counter heard my question, he looked funny.
他说，你没看到吗？就在那一个什么可乐的旁边。
He said, how come you didn't see it? It's right next to that cola.
结果我一回头一看呢，这可乐旁边它就贴一个很大的一个标志，上面写说水。
And so I took a second look. Of course, there's a big sign right next to the cola that says water.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们里面有一些既有的观念
，So if in your mind you have some preconception,
我们已经定义了，我只接受这个，不看那个。
And if you have decided already that you want to look at certain things but not other things,
我的眼睛在一边东张西望，看了半天我也看不到我该看的。
So when I look around, I couldn't see what I was looking for.
就算这一个这么明确的事实摆在我们的眼前，我们也视而无睹。
So a lot of times the things are clearly before our eyes, but we couldn't see it.
而施洗约翰在这边，在我们这边有一个宣告，有个邀请，他说：“看呐。”神的羔羊。
So John the Baptist here gave us a proclamation, pronouncement, and also an invitation. And he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
为什么要看神的羔羊？
Why do we need to look at the Lamb of God?
因为这一位他与你与我不同。
Because this person, this one, is different from you and me.
这一位与所有的世人都不一样。
And he is different from everyone in the world.
我们知道在圣经里面常用羊来形容人。
We know that in the Bible, the Bible uses lamb as a person.
当圣经讲到我们人的光景的时候呢，它里面讲到说我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
So when the Bible describes our condition, human beings' condition, it says that we are like sheep, have all gone astray.
而这位耶稣基督他乃是神的羔羊，他与你我不同。
But Jesus is the Lamb of God. He is different from us.
我们知道这个羊啊，我不知道 在座的有没有弟兄姊妹跟朋友是学这个畜牧系的或是动物系的，对羊比较清楚一些。
I don't know whether some of us, some of you among us, you studied veterinary, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
You study animals.
Yeah.这个羊啊，它不是特别聪明的动物。
And sheep is not the smartest animal.
Yeah, 那有一些在这方面做研究的这些研究学者，他们说实际上他们也不是那么的笨。
But some animal experts told us that they are not that dumb either.
大概跟猪差不多。
They are as smart as pigs.
我不知道这是褒还是贬。
I don't know whether this is a praise or a bad comment.
不过羊不是特别聪明的动物。
But anyway, sheep are not particularly smart.
羊呢，它是群居的动物。
And sheep tend to live in a group.
对，那而且呢，它活在这一个群居，他们那个团体的里面呢，他们有一个特性呢，它会一个接一个的往前走。
And as they live in a flock, the one will follow the other.
有时候它不管前面的带头带去哪里。
And they would not pay attention where the one before them is leading.
有时候如果呢，你要带一群羊去的屠宰场，你把前面这个队，前面的几个带对了，那后面就跟着走，一排一排的。
If you want to lead a whole flock of lamb to the slaughter, so long as you can get the first one, get in the right direction, then the whole flock will follow him.
有时候呢，这一群羊呢，前面走错路呢，掉到山崖底下呢，后面就一只一只跟着掉下去。
Sometimes, the leading lamb will, fall off the cliff, and then the other, sheep will just follow suit.
有时候我们也觉得这实在很好笑。不过呢，我们看看我们人的特性也是这样啊。
A lot of times we think this is very funny, but if you look at human beings, we are just like them.
风什么样的风潮一吹啊，大家好像说的穿的各方各样都好像很像。
Whatever the current fad is, that people will follow either in fashion or what we say and what we do.
然后呢，有人带头，我们就在那边跟了，也不知道前面最后的结局是什么。
And we tend to follow the leader, without paying attention to what the, what this will lead us to.
别人这么做，我也这么做。
Because others do this, so I do the same.
并且羊呢，它没有什么防备的武器。
And the sheep doesn't have any protective gear.
它没有什么牙齿啦，没有什么爪。
And they don't have very sharp teeth or sharp claws.
狮子、羊、狮子、老虎来侵袭它们的时候呢，咩咩叫或者就是跑，跑也跑不快。
And when the large animals like lions or tigers come after them, there's not much they can do.
并且呢，羊常常走迷走偏。
And sheep.Always, a lot of times, they will lost their way.
这些做研究的人说，这个羊啊，它走路啊，不走直路的。
And those who do research of sheep said that the sheep do not go a straight way.
因为呢，他们自己没有什么防备的武器，所以他一面走一面顾后面，一面走一面顾后面，就走着走着走歪了。
And because they don't have any defense, so as they walk, they have to look around, and so as they walk, they go astray.
所以常常他们就走偏了路。
And a lot of times they go astray.
圣经里面讲说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
The Bible tells us that we are like sheep, have all gone astray.
亲爱的朋友，这边所说的乃是我们从神造人这个目的，我们偏离了，我们没有活在神要人所活的那一个生活的里面。
So what the Bible tells us is that we are not living the way according to how God created us.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道你有没有曾经迷过路。
Dear friends, I don't know whether you have gotten lost before.
如果我们迷过路的话，我们发现，我们如果迷路的话，我们常常是在一个不安恐惧的里面。
And once we get lost, a lot of times we are very worried.
我们 盼望能够从我们现在的环境里面能够脱离出去，可是我们却不知道该往哪个方向去。
And we hope that we can get out of the situation, but we do not know what, which way is the right way.
或者向左转，或者向右转，或者往直走，到底哪一条路能够带领我从现在的光景出去呢？
We have no way of knowing whether I should make the right turn or left turn or go straight.
你或者说现在我们有 GPS。
Maybe you said, well, now we have GPS.
或者说呢，有什么 iPhone, iPad.
I may have iPhone or iPad.
我马上能够锁定我现在的定位，我就能够出去。
I know where exactly where I am and then can find my way.
可是圣经里面所说的还不仅仅是这外面的迷失。
But what the Bible talks about is not about this kind of getting lost.
乃是在我们人生的方向，我们人生的目的，我们人生的意义上。
It talks about we are lost in terms of finding meaning in life and finding significance in life.
当我们面对人生各样的环境的里面的时候，我们是不是常常心里面觉得有不安，有彷徨？
When we face life's different situations, don't we all feel a lot of fear and wonderness?
我们在面对许许多多未知里面的时候，我们里面也有恐惧。
When we face the unknown, we get scared.
在这样子的生活的环境里面，就算我们有一份稳定的工作，有一个美满的家庭。
In today's world, even if we have a very happy home, and even we have a steady job.
可是我们日子就像怎么一天一天一天一天这么的过。
We just let the day go by day after day after day.
那这个最后是我们去哪里呢？
Where are we going to end up?
我们人生的目的，我们人生的意义到底为何呢？
What is our purpose in life? What is the meaning of life?
亲爱的朋友，我想我们多多少少在我们人生过往的经历里面，我们都曾经问过这样子的问题。
So more or less that we have asked this question.
特别现在要有美满的生活，家庭的生活也不容易。
And it's not that trivial to gain, to obtain,a happy life, happy family life.
特别呢，现在这个经济的环境里面，好像我们每天的生活，这个所谓的 job security 也常常受到威胁。
In today's economic situation, our jobs are often threatened.
所以在平常的生活里面，我们也充满了里面的不安，外面带着压力。
So in our daily life, there's a lot of unknown and a lot of worry.And we have experienced a lot of pressure also.
然后这样子往前走的时候呢，又不知道我这个人生带领我去哪里。
And as we move on, there's no way of telling where I'm going.
亲爱的朋友，这是不是你我人生的写照？
I wonder if this is the picture for you or for me.
这是一个羊落在一个迷失的光景中。
Just like a sheep, who is lost.
这是你我落在一个迷失的光景里。
Maybe it's you and I who got lost.
也许我们要问，为什么圣经用迷羊来描写人的光景呢？
Maybe we ask the question, how come Bible uses a lost sheep to describe us?
为什么会变成迷羊的一个情况呢？
And how come man becomes just like a lost sheep?
圣经里面讲说，因为罪。
And Bible tells us clearly it's because of our sin.
圣经里面讲说，因着罪使得人与神分开了。
Bible tells us that it is sin that separates us from God.
在人与神中间有一个巨大的鸿沟。
There's a huge chasm between man and God.
神是爱。
God is love.
在他爱中，他愿意来爱人，愿意来亲近人。
Because he is love, he wants to get close to us, he wants to love us.
可是他也是公义圣洁的神。
But he's also righteous and holy.
公义圣洁的神不能接受罪。
And the holy God cannot accept, sin.
所以公义圣洁的神虽然他心中充满了爱，可是在他的跟前有一个巨大的鸿沟，他没有办法跨越。
So this holy and righteous God, even despite full of love, he could not get close to us because sin separated us.
而人在自己的罪中也不敢来靠近这位圣洁公义的神。
A man in his own sin dares not to get close to righteous God.
人就过着一个没有神的生活，或者说人就在自己的生活里面自己做自己的神。
And then so man ended up living a life without God, or they become their own God.
我来决定我的人生方向。
I will determine my life's direction.
我来决定我的需要。
I'll determine what I need.
啊，并且周遭的人来是来满足我的需要。
And those around me are supposed to help meet my needs.
哦，我要过着一个与我自我为中心的生活。
I want to live a self-centered life.
可是我们却不知道我们是自己是一个走迷的人。
But we do not realize that we are a lost one.
亲爱的朋友，这个罪还不是讲到说我们这个外面的一些的行动表现。
And when we talk about sin, we're not just talking about our outward behavior.
不是讲到说我们外面触犯法律或者我们在外面得罪人。
We're not just talking about offending someone or committing a crime.
这个罪是在讲到你和我里面有一个性质。
It talks about a nature, inside of you and inside of me.
因为有这个性质呢，所以我在外面会有一些这些性质的发表，一些的表现。
Because of this nature that we behave in certain ways.
就好像有一棵苹果树一样。
Just like there's an apple tree.
对我来说，什么树看起来都一样。
To me, all the trees look about the same to me.
可是呢，如果我要分辨这到底是苹果树还是梨子树。
If I want to tell apart whether this is an apple tree or a pear tree.
我要等着它，等着它，等它结出果子。
I have to wait till they bear fruit.
结了这一个嘎啦 apple, 然后苹果树。
If I see how this tree bears an apple, so this must be an apple tree.
亲爱的朋友，在你我的里面有一个罪的性质，可是当我们表现出来的时候，这个是罪所结出的果子。
And within you and me, there's a sinful nature, when we have behaved in certain way, it shows forth this sinful nature.
我不知道朋友你会不会嫉妒人。
I don't know whether you envy people.
我记得好些年前跟一个年轻的福音朋友，一个女孩子在谈福音的时候。
I should say that I don't know whether you have jealousy in your heart. So I remember some time ago I was sharing the gospel with a young lady.
我们在谈叫人里面有一个罪性呢，嫉妒也是其中的一个现象。
So I was telling her that we have the sinful nature within us, and jealousy is one of that nature's manifestation.
她说对对对对对，我每次看到别人比我好的时候，我心里面就有点酸的感觉。
And she said, "Oh, it's so right. Every time I see someone who is better than I feel I have this funny feeling within me."
并且我们常常单单只顾自己，我们自私自利。
And a lot of times we're so selfish, all we care about is just ourselves.
朋友，是因着我们里面有一个罪的性情，使得我们与人与神分开。
Because of the sinful nature within us, it separates us from God.
并且因着里面有这个罪的性情，使得我们结出许许多多罪的果子。
And because of the sinful nature within us, outwardly we bear the fruit of sin.
我们变得会过着一个自我为中心的生活。
So we lead a self-centered life.
我们过着一个得罪人的生活。
And we are these often offend people.
这个罪不仅仅使得我们人与神分开。
So this sin not only separates us from God,
并且呢，使得我们人与人之间也分开。
It also separates us from other people.
因为我们以自己为中心，所以我们以自己的喜好做我们各样的判断和拣选。
Because I'm self-centered, so I apply self-interest in my choices and in my decision-making.
我们用我们自己的标准来要求别人。
And we use our standard to demand others.
如果别人没有办法来满足我的要达到我的要求，满足我的需要。
If others cannot meet my standard or meet my needs,
我自己生气，别人也受气。
I get upset, and of course it upsets other people.
有时候我们要来爱别人。
Sometimes we like to love others.
特别是在家庭的环境、家庭的关系的里面。
Especially within a family relationship.
我们这个爱也是出自于我们自己。
This love comes from ourselves.
我们这样子爱着爱着，让被爱的人呢压力非常的大。
The way we love often applies causes pressure on the person that we try to love.
难怪有人说，当我们落在最终以后人与人之间的关系就好像两个刺猬。
So no wonder people said that once we have fallen, become sinners, the relationship between two people are like two porcupines.
这个刺猬身上长满了刺。
The porcupines are full of thorns.
当他们冬天要取暖的时候。
When they want to get warm in winter time.
要靠着彼此的体温取暖，然后就靠着比较近。
And they have to get together closer to each other.
一碰到彼此靠近的时候呢，就彼此伤害。
But as they get close to each other, they prick each other.
那又赶快分开。
And they have to separate themselves.
天气冷了再靠近。
When it gets cold, they try to get closer.
再靠近再伤害。
The closer they get, the more hurt they experience.
再伤害再分开。
And they have to pull themselves apart.
就成了这样子的恶性的循环。
This becomes a vicious cycle.
我们再看看社会，再看看各方各面的一个表现，多多少少的黑暗面。
Let's look at a society, and in all aspects, we see so much darkness.
人与人之间的争权夺利
and the strife between people.
现在的这个社会里面，道德是何等样的低落
and we see that the morality is declining all the time.
这个色情淫乱充斥在每一个角落里
fornication and sexual immorality fill this whole society.
这是一个知识爆炸的一个时代，可是却这些知识的进步却没有办法来拯救我们人类道德的沦丧。
This is a generation of knowledge explosion, but all these knowledge cannot solve our problems.
而教育也没有办法帮助。
Education does no good for us either.
所以施洗约翰这边说，看哪，神的羔羊。
So John the Baptist said, "Look, the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的
who takes away the sin of the world."
我们感谢主，他不仅仅他自己在地上的生活里面是显出一个没有罪的一个生命。
We praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, not only he led the life of sinlessness.
在他里面找不到一条罪的踪迹。
And there's no trace of sinfulness in him.
他心中所充满的乃是爱。
All he has in him is love.
他所显出来的乃是神的圣洁和公义。
All he manifests is God's holiness and righteousness.
他是过着一个完全与我们世人不一样的一个生活。
And his life was totally different from yours and mine.
他生命里面所显出来是何等样的美丽，何等样的有恩典。
What a beautiful and a graceful life that he exhibited.
可他不仅仅在那边显出他自己的生命。
But he not only showed forth his own life.
而他来这个世上的原因乃是为了来除去来解决你我罪的问题。
The reason he came into this world is to take away and solve the problem of our sin.
在圣经里面提到说罪的工价是死。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
我们刚才提到说我们活在一个罪的光景里。
We mentioned that we live in a sinful situation.
也许我们就活在这样子的日子里面，我们一天一天一天这么的过。
So we just live such a life, and day pass, another day pass.
可是我们却不知道在那边有一个工资，最终要付给你的。
Not realizing at the end we have to get this wage.
那这个工资，圣经里面讲说就是死。
And this wage is death, according to the Bible.
而这个死呢，还不仅仅是我们肉身的死亡。
This is not just our physical death.
这边死乃是讲到与神永远的一个隔离。
And this death talks about the eternal separation from God.
而耶稣基督他来到世上的时候，他没有犯过任何的罪，在他里面也没有任何罪的踪影。
When Jesus came, there was no sin in him. There's no trace of any sinfulness.
他不需要经过任何死的刑罚。
He did not have to bear the punishment of sin.
可是他来了，为这一个目的来背负并且除去世人的罪孽。
He came with a single purpose, that is to carry and do away with our sin.
亲爱的朋友，当耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候，事情就不一样。
And when Jesus came, things are different.
他来是做神的羔羊。
He came to be the Lamb of God.
我们知道这个神的羔羊在以色列人他们是一个献祭的一个民族。
We know that the Israel people they made offerings to God.
他们一年一年呢要带着一个羊羔呢来到神的跟前，因为他们知道他们自己有罪。
Every year they have to bring a lamb before God because they know they were sinful.
而他们盼望能够借着这样子羔羊的献祭呢，使得他们能够得着神的悦纳。
So through offering the lamb, they may be God may be pleased with them.
啊，这一只一只的羔羊呢，不是普通的羊羔。
And these are not just any ordinary lamb.
啊，这些羊羔呢，必须呢，身上是没有任何的斑点，没有任何的瑕疵的。
These lambs are being offered has to be without any blemish.
啊，跟那些其他有斑有点的呢，那个老的弱的呢，这个是不一样的。
And they are different from those with blemish or with spots or with the weak or the old.
而这个羊羔被带到神的跟前。为着那个献祭的人，他摆上他自己的生命。
The lamb is brought, before God for the person who brought him.
让这一个献祭的人，他能够得着神的悦纳。
Now, so the one who made the offering can be pleasing to God.
这不过是在那边给我们看了一幅图画。
But this is just an image.
那边讲到说，在耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候
，It talks about when Jesus came into this world.
他要成为神的羔羊。
He became the Lamb of God.
在他身上找不到任何一点罪的踪迹。
And there was no trace of sin in him.
他生活所显出来的是完美，所显出来是纯洁，所显出来是圣洁。
And his life shows the perfectness, perfection, and holiness and righteousness.
可是他却为你我成为摆在祭坛上那神的羔羊。
But he became the Lamb of God, put on the altar for you and for me.
亲爱的朋友，当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候
My dear friends, when Jesus was hung on the cross,
他在那边背负的乃是你我的罪。
What he was carrying was your sin and my sin.
在他那边所要解决的乃是你我的罪。
And the problem he was solving was your sin and my sin.
在旧约里面有一段的经文里面描述到耶稣基督他如何成为神的羔羊。
And in the Old Testament, there's a passage.It describes how Jesus became the Lamb of God.
是在以赛亚书第五十三章。
It is found in the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah.
我们在这里和弟兄姊妹跟朋友读一遍。
Let us read on the screen this passage.
我们就在这边读给大家听。这边里面讲到的他乃是讲到耶稣基督。
Here it says him, that's Jesus.
他说这段圣经里面这么说。
And this passage states,
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚。第四节。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, and yet we consider him punished by God.
被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried.Yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
All of us like sheep have gone astray. Verse 7.He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers.
第八节，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同室的人，谁想到他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过。
By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation,Who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due.
朋友，这位神的羔羊。
Dear friends, this Lamb of God
成为你我的代罪羔羊。
Became the Lamb for you and me.
我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
All our sins were borne by him.
他流血，他舍命，他在活人之地被剪除，他被挂在十字架上。
And he shed his blood, he was hung on the cross, and he was taken away from this land of living.
亲爱的朋友，当他在十字架上的时候，你我的罪都归在他，都背负了。
When he was on the cross, all our sins were carried by him. He paid it all.
你我的自私在他身上。
Our self-centeredness was on him.
你我尖锐得罪人的话语在他身上。
All our offending words were on him.
在你我里面没有怜悯，向着人没有同情心，也在他身上。
Our mercilessness and a lack of sympathy was upon him.
你我里面那污秽的心思也在他身上。
All those dirty thoughts was upon him.
我们在那些做的事情，只敢在底下做，不敢在人前看，让人看的，也在他身上。
Those we do behind people, not in front of people, all those things were upon him.
当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上。
When Jesus was hung on the cross.
神公义圣洁的审判落在他的身上。
The punishment of God's righteousness was upon him.
这一位无罪的却为着你我在里面担当了罪的刑罚。
This sinless person was carrying the punishment of your sin and mine.
使得你我能够回到神的跟前。
So that you and I can come back to God.
我们知道在美国这个历史上1949年是一个淘金热的时候。
We know that there was a gold rush. There was a gold rush during the 1949 in American history.
Yeah, 那个金矿的地方，那个金山啊，现在叫旧金山的，以前是金山的。
There was such a place we called it a gold mountain. Now we call it Old Gold Mountain, San Francisco.
哎，对，三藩就是三藩市。
And that was the city of San Francisco.
在那边还有一个那个足球队叫做四九人队。
And there was a football team. Their name is the 49ers.
因为这边在1949年的许许多多的人，因为在三藩市附近看见了金矿，所以他们就从东岸这边到那边来淘金。
And because they discovered gold near San Francisco, there was such a gold rush.For people came all the way from the East Coast to this area.
许多的人从东岸这样涌过来，那很也其中呢有很多是单身的，但是也有成家的。那做父亲的常常是先到了探路。
There are many people who joined the gold rush from the East Coast. There were single persons and also a family person. Typically, the father of the family will come first.
对，他们先来探探路，如果找到了金呢，再烧电回去呢，希望他的家人能够到这边来团聚。
Once they struck gold, they would send a message back home and ask them to move.
其中就有一个父亲，他是这样子来到了三藩市。
And there was exactly such kind of a father who came to San Francisco.
他在这边花了几个月时间找一找，终于找到金了。
And after several months, he did strike gold.
他就赶快捎信回去说，请他的妻子还有他的儿子，能够一同来到三藩市，从此以后能够过一个比较好的生活。
So he sent message back home to his wife and his son so they can come and join him to lead a happy life.
可是那个时候我们知道那个巴拿马运河还没开。
We know that at that time there was no such thing as a Panama Canal.
那如果这个妻儿呢，如果是走这个内陆的话呢，这个路途遥远，跋涉艰辛，而且很多的危险。
And if they just take the internal route from East Coast to West Coast, it was a very, very difficult and challenging journey.
在这个两难之间呢，最后他们这个妻儿呢，还是决定走海路。
So after some pondering, the wife and took the sea route.
他们要一直走往南走，绕到这个南美洲的尖端呢，再绕回来。
So they have to sail all the way down to the southern tip of South America and come up.
这海路的行程也不是那么容易。
And it was not an easy journey either.
那就是好不容易他们走着走着快走到。 三藩市。
Finally, as they were approaching San Francisco,
可是很不幸的在那边遇见了海难。
But they ran into a storm and the ship sank.
那在那个时候呢，这个船上的水手呢，赶快把这个救生艇呢抛在海里。
So when they run into the storm, the sailors will put the lifeboat.In the water.
在里面这些这个乘客呢，纷纷的进入到这个救生艇里面。
So the passengers jump into the lifeboat.
这个做妈妈的呢，带着儿子呢，也好不容易能够跑到这个船边。
So this mother took her son and get close to the lifeboat.
可是，在救生艇里面的人对他们说，只有一个位置。
But there was only one space left in the lifeboat.
不能再多了，再多这个救生艇要沉了，只有一个位置。
We can only take one more person. If we take more than one, then the lifeboat will sink.
这个母亲看看这个救生艇，看看她的儿子。
And so the mother was looking at the lifeboat and also look at her son.
她从衣服里面掏出一张小纸条给她的儿子。
And she took out a piece of paper from her pocket and gave it to her son.
他说：“我儿，你去。”
He said, "Son, you go."
这是你父亲的地址。
This is the address of your dad.
当你看到你父亲的时候。
When you see him.
他说：“为了让你能够得见他的面，我为你舍命。”
And because I want you to be able to see him, I gave up my life for you.
亲爱朋友，这是耶稣基督在十字架上为你所成就的工作。
This is just like what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for you.
他在十字架上担当了我们一切的罪孽。
He bore all our iniquities on the cross.
使得我们能够在他里面能够得着一条回到神跟前的路。
So we may find a way back to God.
他为你我舍命。
He gave up his life for you and me.
使得我们能够得以见神的面。
So that we can see the face of God.
不仅耶稣基督来了除去世人的罪孽。
He came, Jesus came not only to take away the sin of the world.
并且他将他自己那个无罪圣洁的生命赏赐给一切相信他的人。
He also gave his sinless life to all those who believe in him.
在约翰福音第十章十节后半段我们刚刚读过的。
John chapter 10, the second part of verse 10 we just read earlier.
他说我这边说我乃是讲到主耶稣基督自己。他说我来了是要羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
他要将他自己那无罪的生命，那个充满爱、充满圣洁、在充满在一切恩惠的这个生命，赏赐所有愿意信他的人。
He wants to give us give all those who want to believe in him a life full of love and full of holiness.
朋友，如果你得着这个生命，你的生命生活就要有改变。
And if you receive, if you have gotten this life, then you will change.
基督徒的信仰不是一些的宗教的一些的仪式。
What Christians believe is not just a set of rituals.
不是我们该做这个该做那个。
And it's not a set of do's and don'ts.
也不是加入一些特别的一些的团体。
And we're not just joining, or gaining a membership of certain group.
基督徒所得着的乃是因着耶稣基督的血，我们罪能够得以被洗净。
What we have gained is because of Jesus' blood, all our sins are washed away.
我们的罪在神的跟前得蒙赦免。
And our sins are forgiven by God.
并且基督徒得着一个新的生命，就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
And Christians gain this new life, which is the very life of Jesus.
这个生命的灵，因着有这个新的生命，我们就生活里面就开始有个变化，过一个新的生活。
Because of new life, we will change, and we will lead a new life.
在我们的生命里面就开始了有平安有喜乐。
And our life starts to be filled with peace and joy.
以前放不下的那些的愁烦重担呢，我们现在能够放下来，能够享受安息。
All those heavy burdens we can shed now and enjoy the rest.
我们也许外貌呢没有什么特别的改变。
Maybe outwardly we do not look different.
白头发多的还是多，皱纹多的还是。
The gray hair still there. All the wrinkles will remain.
可是很奇怪的，那个好像信了主了以后呢，脸上那个肌肉的那些的筋结疙瘩都放松了。
And somehow after becoming a Christian, we look more relaxed.
哎，这个长脸的呢，就变成圆脸。
And a long face becomes a round face.
啊，甚至我们的言行举止呢，也变得不太一样。
And how we carry ourselves seems different.
啊，以前没有爱的呢，对人毫不关心的，啊，漠不同情的。
Before we care not about others.
啊，我们单单想到自己。
All we thought about was myself.
啊，可是信了主了以后呢，好像里面这个心就变得特别的软。
After becoming Christian, somehow your heart is softened.
啊，你开始呢，好像愿意来关心人。
You started to pay attention to others' needs.
你会开始看见别人的需要。
You will see their needs.
啊，并且也你也顾到别人的感觉。
And you will be sensitive to how other people feel.
啊，甚至有时候呢，我们的言语呢也变得不太一样。
And our words come out differently.
也许我讲一点我自己的见证。
I'll give you some personal testimony.
我原先是想要讲说某某一个弟兄基督徒，不过现在还是讲自己的见证。
I was going to tell someone else, but it's my story.
在我比较年轻还没信主的时候。
When I was young, before I became a Christian.
不知道是不是现在年轻人也是一样，那时候我们很喜欢聚在一起聊天，彼此挖苦取笑。
And we young people like to get together and just talk about anything and also make poke fun of each other.
就这样子说说谈谈讲一些不是特别有意义的事情然后就消磨时间。
And just have a lot of empty talk and kind of wasting the time away.
有时候呢甚至在讲的时候呢这个话语会变得很蛮尖锐的。
Sometimes our words will come out pretty sharp.
那有的时候呢会特别把别人的话稍微接了一下转了一下把人家的意思稍微扭曲一下。
Sometimes we will twist other people's words.
然后把他的话呢变得比较好笑。
And to make it sound funny.
然后取笑人来取笑别人。
And to make fun of other people.
那我对别的事情呢不是特别的在行对这个呢好像还蛮不错。
I wasn't good at many other things, but I seems to be pretty good at this kind of stuff.
那这样讲着讲着呢，就有人就说啊，他这个人说话很毒。
And so after a while, people say, this guy, his words are really, really sharp.
或者呢，有人因为接人家话接多了呢，有人生气的就在那边讲说，哦，你是那个鸡下巴吃多了。
And after a while, people will say that you must have eaten a lot of chicken's chin.
对，我一生里面也只听过那么一次，我不知道吃鸡下巴什么意思。不过那时候我知道。
That's the only time I heard this expression. So, anyway.
Yeah. 那可是别人这么说的时候呢，我一点都没有羞愧的感觉。
But when they talk about me like this, I did not feel shameful at all.
哎，我还反而沾沾自喜。
I feel pretty pleased with myself.
哎，我觉得哎，我恐怕还蛮聪明的，脑袋转得还蛮快的。
I thought that hey, I'm such a smart guy.
Yeah. 可是信主了以后就不一样。
But after I became a Christian, it was different.
这个开始不知道为什么在里面就有一些东西啊，让我这个话说得不够顺。
There's something inside me that caused me to feel funny when I say the same thing.
还是跟朋友一同聊天。
We still, talk the way with our friends.
有时候无意中还是会脱口而出。
And sometimes the words would just blurt out.
Yeah, 那不过呢，很多时候呢，当我要说的时候呢，突然里面就有一个觉得一个禁止，我不应该说。
Sometimes when I'm about to say the same thing, then something inside me will stop me.
我这个想说又吐不出来。
And I couldn't utter those words.
这么多年来我疏于练习。
So after so many years, now I lack practice.
Yeah, 我已经不记得我这个时候到底脑袋是怎么转的，嘴巴是怎么说的。
I forgot how I had such a quick wit at that time.
不过我感谢我的主。
But I thank my Lord.
因为让我能够忘记这一些挖苦人轻浮的话语。
That I now can forget how I poke fun at our friends with these kind of words.
这不是人在外面教导我该怎么做。
This is not something people can teach me how to behave.
可是而是我们里面得着一个新的生命，我们生活里面就开始有。
And this came about only after I received this new life.
亲爱的朋友，这是耶稣基督在十字架上为你所成就。
Dear friends, this is what Jesus has done for you on the cross.
他愿意来洗净你一切的罪孽。
He wants to wash away all your sins.
并且他要将他一个新的生命，他自己的生命，是一个新的生命带到你的生活里。
And he wants to give his own life, which is a new life to you, and give that to you.
而我们所要在他面前需要所得着的呢？实在是非常非常的简单。
And how we can obtain this life is very simple.
在约翰福音二十章三十一节。
In John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 31.
他这个约翰是这么说：但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名。
It says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
所以并不是要我们特别要做什么。
It's not that you have to do some special things.
实际上我们真正我们所需要做的，我们就是不要做什么。
And actually, what you need to do is do nothing.
你只要单单的愿意相信。
All you have to do is to simply believe.
何等样奇妙简单，又是何等样充满恩典的话语。
How wonderful, how simple, and full of grace.
他说你只要信了他，就能够因他的名得生命。
By believing, you can have this new life in his name.
你只要向你的心愿意敞开来试试看，你就能够得着这一个新的新的生命，这一个永远的生命。
Simply open your heart and give it a try, and you can experience this new life.
亲爱的朋友，我们实在是不需要等。
Let us not wait.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，你是第一次听福音呢？
I don't know whether you heard this good news only for the first time.
或者是你已经是进出教会的聚会许许多年了。
Or you have spent many years in and out of church.
或者是你是居在这两者中间。
Or maybe you are somewhere in between.
可是今天主就对你说。
But today, the Lord tells you.
他说要你来注视神的羔羊。
He says, look at the Lamb of God.
他背负你的罪孽。
He carried your sin.
他除去你的罪孽。
He will wipe away your sins.
并且主对你说。
And Lord tells you.
他说他来了是要你得生命。
He came so that you may have life.
并且能够得一个更丰盛的生命。
And to the full.
朋友，你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
昨天的事情已经过去了。
What has happened yesterday is bygone.
昨天是一个过去的历史，我们没有办法把它抓回来。
Yesterday is but past history. We cannot bring it back.
而明天是什么样情况，谁也不敢说。
And no one can tell about the future.
可是神却把今天赐给你，赐给我。
But God gave us today.
今天就是神给我们的机会。
And this is the opportunity God has granted us.
而在这个机会里面，神所要你所做的就是一个简单的相信接受。
And in this opportunity, for this opportunity, all God wants you to do is just to receive, to accept.
我们就能够得着在我们生命里面最大的祝福。
And we can gain the greatest blessing in our lives.
朋友，你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们好不好最后我们再唱我们刚刚唱到的诗歌第632首。
Let us sing this hymn again, 632.
This
hymn says, Come into my heart.
当我们听见这个好消息的时候，我们愿意将我们的心门向主打开。
When we hear the good news, let us open our hearts toward the Lord.
主就要来进到你的心中。
And the Lord will come into your heart.
副歌里面讲的，英文讲的，特别的好。
And the English version of the chorus is very, very good.
它是最后的那个一行，他说，现在就进来。
The last line says, "Come in today."
并且呢，他说进来就住在这。
And come in to stay.
他说主耶稣基督我愿意你今天就进来
He says come into my heart Lord today
我们好不好我们试着再把第一节再唱一次
Let us sing the first stanza
我们一起来
Come into my heart, O Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, O Lord Jesus. My soul is torn down to the ground. Come into my heart.我心 进入 my heart 进入 my heart Come into my heart Lord Jesus Come into today Come in to
这次我们请在我们当中的男士唱一次。
All the gentlemen, please sing with me.
第一节，亲近我，Jesus, come into my heart, I pray. My soul is so troubled.Come into my Lord, 我心进入我心 into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in.To stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
第一节，我们再一次，这次我们请姊妹们跟女士们。
All the sisters, all the ladies, 啊，就是弟姊妹们。
Into my heart.
最后把副歌我们再一起来唱一次
The chorus for the last
Into my heart Into my heart Light into my heart Lord Jesus Come in Come
在我们祷告之前，我们在主的跟前有一点的邀请。
I have an invitation before we start to pray.
我们要请所有的弟兄姊妹，我们跟朋友，我们都先低头闭眼睛。
Let us bow our head and close our eyes.
我们还是请姊妹帮我把这首诗歌轻轻地弹。
The music continues.
当主在这边做呼召的时候，我们不知道心里面是不是愿意像做诗人的感觉一样，愿意让主进到我的心中。
As the Lord is calling you.As the hymn says, I wonder if you are willing to accept him into your heart.
如果你愿意，你就要在主的跟前蒙恩典。
If you are willing, then you'll be blessed.
主在十架上，他诚然担负我们的忧患。
Because on the cross, Jesus has indeed borne our worries.
他并且背负了我们一切的痛苦。
And he has suffered for all our pains.
并且他将一个新的生命赐给你我。
And he will give you a new life.
算是我们能够享受生命中一切的祝福。
And then we can start enjoying all the blessings in life.
在我们当中的朋友，如果你愿意的话，好不好？请你把手稍微举一下。
Friends amongst us, if you are willing to accept Jesus, please raise your hand.
在我们当中有人愿意打开我们的心，请耶稣基督来进到我的心中吗？
Are you willing?To accept, to open your heart, to accept Jesus into your heart.
如果你愿意的话，好不好？请你把手举一下。
Raise your hand if you want to accept him.
如果圣灵现在正在摸你的心
，If the Holy Spirit is touching your heart,
你不应该拒绝他。
You should not reject him.
如果你愿意的话，好不好？把你手举一下。
If you are willing, raise your hand.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，你可以放下。
Praise the Lord.
还有人吗？
Anyone else?
我们已经有人在主的跟前蒙恩典了。
We have someone who are blessed.
还有人愿意今天就能够在主的跟前享受这个生命的祝福吗？
Today, are there any others who wants to enjoy life's blessing?
主在十架上已经背负了你一切的忧患。
On the cross, Jesus has carried all your troubles.
他并且担负了你一切的痛苦。
And he has suffered all your pains.
如果你愿意的话，你今天就能够在他面前蒙恩典。
So if you want, you can receive his grace today.
最后一次的呼召，如果你愿意的话，我们要把握机会。
My last call and invitation, please do not let this opportunity go by.
如果你愿意的话，就请你把手稍微举一下。好，是看见了。
Yeah, praise the Lord. Raise your hand if you are willing. Anyone else?
还有任何人吗？
Anyone else? 可以放下。
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们心实在是在你面前充满了感谢。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving before you.
因为你是神的羔羊，你来除去世人的罪孽。
Because you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我们谢谢你把我们从罪的捆绑中拯救出来。
We thank you for freeing us from the bondage of sin.
并且你也愿意将你自己那宝贵的生命赏赐给我们。
And we thank you for giving us the precious new life.
我们感谢你这浩大的恩典。
Thank you for such a great, blessing.
主，我们将心中的感谢来归给你。
We give you all our thanks.
我们也为着在我们当中所有的福音朋友献上感谢。
We thank you for all the gospel friends amongst us.
主，我们知道你乃是在你的恩典中，主啊，你把他们带到你自己的跟前。
In your grace, you have brought them before you.
让他们能够听见这一个大好的消息。
That they may hear this great news.
求主自己的圣灵继续在每一个人身上继续做工。
May your Holy Spirit continue to move.In their heart.
为着做决已经决志的弟兄，我们献上感谢。
For those who brothers who made the decision today, we give you thanks.
愿你让坚固他在你里面的信心。
We pray that you will strengthen their faith in you.
能够更多经历到生命中的恩典。
And then let them experience the grace and blessing in their life.
也为着今天还没有做决定的朋友，我们也献上感谢。
We thank you for those who, even though they have not made the decision to accept you,
因为他们已经听见你的话语
Because they have heard your word.
因为我们知道你在爱中不会放过他们。
We know that you will not give them up in your love.
你会继续做工在他们的身上，直到他们能够回转归向你。
That you will continue to work in their life until they turn around and accept you.
我们将感谢、赞美、敬拜都来归给你。
Give you thanks, worship, and praise.
奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.